Thank you, Mr. President. Speaking on behalf of the European Union, allow me to begin by stating that we were appalled and deeply saddened by the news about the tragic passing of Japan's former Prime Minister, Mr. Shinzo Abe, earlier today, and wish to express our heartfelt condolences to his family and the Japanese people. Mr. President, the European Union has, during several panel discussions, interactive dialogues, and the adoption of resolution, spelled out its deep concern over the pushback of women's and girls' rights and gender equality. We regret that we, in the 21st century, and particularly in this chamber, still have debates about whether all persons have the right to live in dignity, free from violence, fear, and persecution, and whether women and girls should be able to enjoy their human rights on equal terms with others. We are deeply concerned over the pushback we have witnessed during this Human Rights Council session against long-standing agreed language on gender equality. It is unacceptable that women's and girls' rights to dignity, integrity, and autonomy, including bodily autonomy, continues to be contested. All women and girls have the right to have full control over and decide freely on matters related to their sexuality and sexual and reproductive health, free from discrimination, coercion, and violence. This is fundamental for their capacity to claim and attain their rightful equal standing in all aspects of life, including political and public life. Mr. President, for many, the family is a source of support and encouragement, but for others, it can still be a place of violence and oppression. We agree that families need to be included in our efforts to combat discrimination and violence in all their forms. We strongly disagree, however, with the notion that women's and girls' rights should be subject to guidance and protection by members of their families. Women and girls are not a vulnerable, homogeneous group in need of protection, but rights holders whose rights should be respected, protected, and fulfilled without discrimination of any kind. The EU will continue to stand up for equal and inclusive societies. Gender-responsive policies, legislation, and action are a prerequisite for democracy, sustainable development, and durable peace. I thank you, and I congratulate you on guiding us throughout this session. Thank you.